I'm sorry, but I'm a bit late because my computer won't connect or won't get to the display, so I'm going to have to try to use this computer instead. And then I need to get everything up. Okay, no, but we have to go with this one. Let's hope it's still going to be okay. Well, let's see, we were... No, this is not the right file, sorry. Okay, so we did go through some of these queries yesterday, and now this is where we are at. What I call joined queries—that's not the official term, but it's my way of trying to explain what's happening here. So we like to find the food where the amount of saturated fat per serving is at least half the recommended daily value. So, if we... let me just do one thing. Bring this one up. So we can keep it here while we are. The amount of saturated fat. So where do we find that? In food, saturated fat, we find the amount of fat. And we would like that, we would like to find food items where the saturated fat is more than half of the daily values, which is in a different part of the tree. So now we are one part of the tree, and we would like to compare with something else in the tree. Do you have any idea, any suggestions for how to do that? Yeah? Yeah, we need to go somehow to the daily values. So how can we find, let's see, we open this developer tools. Okay, this is set up differently from that works. So if we remember, we had this x function, and in our case, we have, since we are in the browser, we need to go to nutrition, and if we want to find what is the daily value, then we say it's daily values, and it has a daily value. And what we're looking for would be the saturated fat. Okay, so this way we find saturated fat, and we see there is only one node. That's kind of important to remember, but this is one node. So we found this, but that's not our query. Our query is to find the food where the set amount of saturated fat is at least half of this. So how do we do that? Well, let's say that a predicate, we want a predicate involving this, because somehow the amount of fat is going to be related to this one. But what we are looking for is nutrition, food. Okay, so nutrition, food, they all have nutrition, food, and it exists saturated fat, so that's why all 10 comes up. Remember what's happening now is that the first is finding all the food items, and then it's trying to test if there is nutrition, daily value, saturated food, and yes, there is. So that's why we get all 10 food items. Now, the ones we are interested in would be the ones where the daily or the saturated fat is more than half. And as we said yesterday, so yesterday I did show you where you could do a division, but then the comment yesterday is, isn't it more efficient to do a multiplication? Yes, we can. So if we say that the amount of, or two times the amount of saturated fat should be larger or equal, not so if I see that there are two food items where the amount of saturated fat is more than double of half of the daily value. Do you follow it? So we want food, and we can find how much is saturated food is there. We multiply by 2, and we say that we want to find the food items where the amount of fat is more than that. So by just eating this food item, we have had more than half of what we should eat per day of saturated fat. So for fun, let's see what it is. It shouldn't be too healthy food. The first food item is the beef frankfurter. It's a big sausage. So okay, sounds reasonable. That is not healthy. And the other one is dark chocolate truffles. Well, it doesn't sound too healthy either. So it looks like it gives us some reasonable answers. So what is now interesting is, how does this work? Why does this work? And this is where there were the, you remember you saw there was a message the other day about there was an error in the assignment question 9 and 10, and the problem with those are that they will not give you just one node. We saw in this case there was one node. The daily value was one node, and if it's one node, it works. Then you could join with the kind of the foreign key. But if there had been more, as we have with foreign key, it can point to multiple entities, so we can't join in there. So the reason why this works is, now we go into the mechanics, and we talked about type conversion yesterday. So this XPath is going to figure out how I'm going to compare this. The first thing it finds here is the number 2. Okay, that's an integer. And 2 times something, so it needs to convert the saturated fat into a number. And it needs to convert what's in the other side, or the inequality, also to an int, or to a number. How would it make that into a number? Well, it has a node list. The node list of that one daily value saturated fat node. So it needs to convert a node list to an int. How would it do that? Well, first, it will convert a node list to a string. And what it does is that, okay, it says in the node list, I take the first node in the node list, and I convert it to a string. I get all the character content of that node. So that's why, in this case, the daily value saturated fat is the whatever number, I don't remember how much it was. And now that one is converted into a number, and then we compare the numbers. So whenever we have an expression that gives us one node, we can test for that node inside a predicate somewhere else, because it's going to be converted to a string, and we can do a string comparison or a number comparison, and it will work. If it's not one node, it won't work. What do we do then if it doesn't work? We have to use some other technologies. We can program it, of course, the same way as you now program or make a program using PHP DOM. You can program to compute it, or we can use a transformation. So we'll talk a little bit about XSL transformations in a couple of weeks, and that would give you a kind of it would give you loops. That's what you need. You need a loop over all the alternatives. But in this case, since you have one, we can just use the conversion that's built in here. Okay, so that explains a little bit how this works. Now let's do an exercise. So you can start looking at that, an XPath expression that returns the name of food, rich on protein, but low on carbo. And I'll bring it up here. Rich in protein, low on carb. Sorry. What's the suggestion? Any suggestions? If you start from the previous one, my recommendation is to start by saying, what are we looking for? What type of element of value are we looking for? We are looking for not for protein. Protein is part of the predicate. So what are we looking for? We should find the name of food. Okay, so food. Here we have food, and on the food you have a name. So we are looking for the name of some food. That's what we're looking for. Now, what is the requirement? What are the predicates? Which of these names are we interested in? We are interested in names of those food items that are high on protein but low on carbo. So we need to put in a predicate. And where would we put in the predicate here? Can we put it in a name? Yes, we can, but then we need to refer to some parents, because protein is a child of, and the food, because it's a name of sorry, I said something, I did something else. Protein, food, here. Because protein is a child here, so we say that protein, it has proteins, and larger than equals to 10. And we don't have to put 10 in quotes, because if we did, we would compare the two strings. But we would like to compare the values, not the strings. Because of that, so if you compare the string 19 to 100, string would give a different results from comparing numbers. So we need to convert to numbers. So then protein larger than equal to 10. There are three we can see. And because we need to combine with carb, they all have carbo, less than 10. Then we're just down to 1. It's just 1 high on protein, low on carbo. Now, as I said, this one can be put somewhere else. If I put it here, it won't work because it doesn't have a protein child, but its parent has. So I could do this. I can do that. Now, trick question. If I move it here and say, okay, but I can put it here as well, nutrition, couldn't I? Because nutrition, food, protein, and nutrition, food, carb. I can do that. Do I get the right answer? I was expecting 1. Why do I get 10? Anyone wanting to share their view on that? Yeah. Exactly. So what the issue here is that what you're saying is that you search the whole tree for some food item high on protein, and then that is valid for all. If it's valid for one, it's valid for all, because it's not bound to this specific node. Remember that the expression is relative to the node. Now, the first expression, it says, okay, let's find all nutrition nodes having a food item. So it means that, okay, the whole tree is included. You follow me? Now, if I move it under food, where will the XPath part of the predicate? Now it would go to the first food and would say, this first food, does it have a child protein? No, it doesn't, so exclude that. Next one, does it have? No, it's not excluding. So now it's testing each one of the food nodes. The previous one tested the nutrition node. So either it would be no, or there would be all. If there was no food item that satisfied this, then none of the food items will show up. If there is one, then all will show up. Because we are testing whether the nutrition node should be included or not in the continued search. You follow me? So what's in the predicate is an XPath itself relative to the node we are at. So now we are at the food node. And what I did first, this also worked, because now we just start by going down to the name child and then test for its parent. Again, we are just locally under each food item. So that's how this works. I hope that gave you a little bit better understanding of how the predicates work and how the tree is being included or excluded in the matching. we can also test for position. Because I was saying that we have node sets or node lists. So the children of a node is a list of nodes. And we can test for the position. Position means what number is this child within the range of, or within the sequence of children among its siblings. Is it the first child or the last child of its parent? And last is the function for finding the final one. It returns the number, which is the final one. So, we can use this. If you want to find the first food item among... let's bring that up again. If you want to find the first food item... in the list of food items, we can say position, and they all have a position, so that works fine, but position equals 1. That will be the first one. So this way we can get the first one. And just to check on it, if you open the first, this one, the food, we see it's the avocado dip, which is the first one. Remember, it's one-based indexing. This one can be simplified. We don't have to say position in this case. We can just put in a number. Because if what is there can be converted to a number, it's going to be taken as the index of the child. So we can make it much shorter by just saying position, or food, and then brackets 1, the first. Okay, sorry, I should have switched to the next one. Now, find the last 3 food items in that list. Let's say we would like to see just the final 3. The final 3 ones. Any ideas, suggestions? You can use, if you want the 3, it should be last minus 3, shouldn't it? Okay, so if you try last, this would be the last node, minus 3. Okay, this is the last one, minus 3, which is just one node. So if you want all of them, then we need to say something about position. So if you say... Position is larger than the last minus 3. Because then you have the last one, last minus 1, last minus, and it should be larger than this, so we get the final ones. So this, in this case, we couldn't just do the last minus 3 because that would be one number. We would like to test for that the position is larger than this. This way we can navigate through the list of children. Remember, this is always going to be relative to the children or to the parents. So if we go to... Oh, sorry. I should do this. If I go for, let's say I would like to find the F that is the last one, how many Fs will I get now? Any suggestions before I put in the n square bracket? Finding F, I would like the last one in the sequence, in the list. Yeah. The last one. Other suggestions? You agree on that, or you are unsure? Unsure, right? Because when I ask questions and don't say yes right away, it's probably a different answer. Yeah. They are not all the last, but you are into it. They are not all last in their sequences, but there are many sequences with the last F. So if we do, why did this not work? Oh, I forgot about the X. That is important. Sorry. I'm so used to just filling in whatever is there. Okay, so there are four sets of Fs, and we get the last one in each set. So if you look here, there are three Fs. We get the final one, which is 113. Here's another one. It's the first and the last. That's why we get this one. This one has one. It's the first and the last. That's why it's here. This one is the one, first and last. Since we have four groups of F children, we're going to get the last in each one of them. You follow me? So since there are four F groups, and we ask for the last in each four groups, that's why we get this answer. So that's how. So the first position and last will always work within the same as same group as the same, the children of the same parent. There are ways in which we can get around this, this is the typical behavior. This is what we like to get in many cases, most cases. Yeah. Now, we can also aggregate. You remember from SQL as well that we have sum and count, but in SQL we also have mean, max, and average. We don't have it here. So it's count and it's sum. So we can sum up values and we can count values. Sum, same as in SQL. The difference here is that it's going to try to convert strings into numbers. And if you can, it will sum up. If you can't, then it will fail. And count will, as before, count the number of nodes satisfying the query. So how then do we find the number of food items in the document? You can think about it as I put up everything again. Number of food items in the document. Okay, I should go back to the other document. Any suggestions? What would we do in SQL? We would do select count, wouldn't we? If you want to find the number of something, you do select count. Okay, so we could do the same thing here. We're going to count something. What should we count? We should count the number of food. So count is counting the number of children or elements in the list that we have. So as long as we have, so we can do, how many nutrition do we have? We have one nutrition, and how many food items? 10. So this is the count, would count the number of elements in that node list. And the node list we have now is a node list of all food items. Okay, next one. Find the number of calories if you had one serving of each vegetable food. So what is vegetable food? Well, the food is a type of vegetable. Where is the number of calories? It does have calories and then total. We're talking about total calories. So the number of calories. How, if you go here, what should we find? Well, first of all, we need to sum up. How many calories? So we need a sum. this is not a number. Okay, food is not a number, so that's it's trying to convert it into numbers. That's where it's going to be failing. What should we sum up? We should sum up calories. And where do we find calories? Well, we do have calories. But as we found yesterday, calories does not have a number because it's an attribute. On attributes, we do have, it was just total, wasn't it? Yeah. The total number of calories, if you add the daily value of all the food items, we have 2010 calories. Is this what we are looking for? Not really yet. We have one more. We have the predicate. So we need to say we are just going to sum up for vegetables. So then the question is, where is vegetables? Should we put up a requirement here? On the food, sorry, I missed the first one. What is the requirement? We need to test for the vegetable, which is an attribute, yes. So, sorry, that was a lowercase, isn't it? Type. Type, as you were saying, equals, and then it should be vegetables. Didn't I do that? Vegetable. Just sorry, it wasn't plural. Vegetable. Which is a type. You follow me? So now what's going to happen now is that we go through the nutrition document, find all the food, and if it happened to be vegetable, we go and find the total attribute of calories, and we sum them up. Was that... No, that wasn't rocket science. That was something else. Okay. We saw yesterday that we tested for vitamin A, and it would just test whether or not the vitamin A element was there. But what now if you want to find whether something is a good source of mineral and vitamins, or if it's no? Let's start again. What are we looking for? In this case, we are looking for some food. Yeah, we have food. What kind of food are we looking for? Sorry? It's both vitamins and minerals, so we can sum it all up. So let's just sum up whatever we find. So we could do a sum. And what are we going to sum? First, we could sum up vitamins and what should it be? It should be greater than zero. Five of those. But this is not all. We would like to also sum the minerals in the same way. It's just shortcutting the summing something that is not necessarily doesn't make sense to sum, but in this case, if you sum it all up and we get anything but null, then it will not bigger than, it should be zero if it was no. And what are minerals? They are minerals and any mineral. And we find that there are three. three food items that have no vitamins, no minerals. I'm curious to see which these were. Okay. What's the first one? It is avocado dip. No vitamins. Couldn't be much of a food or a vegetable in that. Well, if it doesn't have any vitamin C, you would think. Sunny patties, grilled patties. Yeah, okay. Let's see how we're doing with time. Yeah, are we okay with doing this? Let's look at the unabbreviated paths, because I think we have done quite a few, and there are more in the lecture slides that you can play with, and there is more on the assignment as well, so you can go there and have a look. I mentioned yesterday that we had just a very few functions, string functions and number functions in XPath 1.0. There are some more functions in 2.0, but unfortunately it's not so widely supported, as I said yesterday. So if you use Java, then you typically have a library in which you have the full 2.0 function set, but mostly we are restricted to the 1.0. That's why we focus on 1.0, and as hopefully you will be able to, if you had the luxury of using XPath 2.0, you should just indulge yourself in the more functions. Right now, if you are used to 1.0, then going to 2.0 would just be luxury. Because we need to talk a little bit of abbreviated paths. So, what is an abbreviated path? Now, what is what we need to think about here is that we talk more about it next week when we talk about the DOM, is the tree structure. Remember, now we are looking at the tree structure, which is not really a tree, as I said before, because it has some other pointers and references as well. So it's really a graph that we talk about next week. But there are 13 different axes defined in XPath that we can go along. So we can go in the child axis, meaning that we go for children, look for our children. So think of axis as a direction in the tree. How can we go in the tree? We can go down, or we can go any underneath us, which is descendant, //. So the one I have in parentheses would be the abbreviated axis. So when we say unabbreviated, it's a full name of the axis, but we also have the abbreviated. So when we do /, it means typically the child of, and // means descendant of, ... means parent, itself means ... means itself, and the at sign means an attribute. But then we do have some other. So what you can see on the bottom part there is an example where we have //C/E. If we were to write that in the full unabbreviated way, we would say, okay, the axis is descendant, and it's the C node, C type of or C element, and it should have a child, which is E. So we have the name of the axis, and then ... and then the star or the A or B or C or whatever element name we have, or attribute name or whatever it is. So, but we do have some others, you see. You can see ancestors, following sibling, preceding sibling. We have following, preceding. We have descendant or self, ancestor or self, and namespace. So these are some others. We're not going to worry about the final three, but the other ones, let's have a look at them. The one thing that we have to remember is the ordering. As we said, when you have an XPath expression, nodes get returned in the order that they are in the tree. Typically, they will be from the first to the last as they appear in the tree, except for these functions. Because if we do kind of a backward search, if we search for our parents or anything before us, it makes sense to start from where we are and then go backwards into the tree. So if you think about the tree traversal, this will then be, I would guess, more like a post rather than pre order traversal, because we want to go back and find the one that's closest to us first and the one further away first. So for ancestor, we go up. For preceding sibling, meaning the child before you, or any node that it was completely before you in the tree, then we get them in the reverse order. And we'll see that some examples right away. So if we are in the context node C, then ancestor will give you anything above yourself. So let's try. Oops, sorry, we need to be in this one. So let's do the trick that we did yesterday. Node equals. It was A, B, C, and the first one. Sorry. Okay, this is the context node. So if we do X and we look for any ancestor of node, we can see what we get is the B, which is the closest parent. Then we get the A, which is the grandparent. Then we get the whatever Chrome has, which is the div, that's the child of the body, that's the child of the HTML. So we get all the way back the three. So we have ascendance being everything below us and ancestors being anything above us. Following sibling means whatever children that comes after us. The same parent, but the other children coming later or preceding would be the other way. So if the first one does not have any preceding, the second one will have. So if you go down to the Fs, the final F among the three would have the two first ones as siblings, but it doesn't have a preceding sibling, but it doesn't have any following sibling. These are easy to understand. The ones that are not so easy to understand is following and preceding, because these look at the tree in total. So if we are here in this C, when we say following, we mean anything in the tree that's not that comes after the current branch we are into. Which branch are we into? Well, we are in A, B, C branch, and anything in that branch is excluded. Everything else is included. So meaning the other C, which is a sibling of the context node, and the B and the H, which is after us in the tree. So anything that is along the branch that we are currently on is excluded. Everything else that comes after us in the tree is included. Following and preceding is not very commonly used. Preceding sibling and following sibling is quite a lot used, but preceding and following, I rarely see much use of it. But they are there, so you can't query for it. So the opposite is, what is preceding? Those are any nodes that are completely visited. If you think about the tree traversal, think about we are in the C in the tree traversal. So we went from A to B, from B to C, C to E, F, F, F. We are done with the F. We are done with the E. We are done with the C. We are back to B. And now we are visiting the C that is the context node. Everything that we are completely processed, the yellow part, is the preceding part. The rest is still to be processed, so it's not kind of in front of us. This is pretty much the question. If the parent is if you go backwards, the question is the parent in the backwards direction? And it depends on which axis you talk about. So if you talk about ancestor, the ancestor, then the parent is the first in the ancestor, and you will go backwards. So the ancestor, the parent will be the first, and then the grandparent the second, and the great-grandparent the third. If you have ancestor or self, which is another axis, then you will be the first, your parent will be the second, your grandparent the third, and the great-grandparent the fourth. Because you start as close as you to possible. If you are included, you will be the first. If you are not included, your parent will. But if you have preceding sibling, the parent is not there at all, because it's not on the sibling. If you do preceding, parent is not included either, because the preceding is everything that you had done before. But in the preceding, you do get the nodes in the inverse traversal order. So it, in that case, it would start in the lower leaf or whatever would come to you. Think of it, you traverse the tree, think of the traversal, the last one you visit before you come back to the root branch. This is the first one, and it will go backwards in that sequence. So, are there any vegetable dishes in the first half of the food list? We can then say, okay, what is the half of the list? It's the last divided by 2, plus 1 if you would like to have the middle included. And if it's an even number, then the one at the split point will be the one that you get when you divide by 2. And then, as for preceding sibling, any food ahead of you, and then look for vegetable types. Or for the following, you could do following siblings. Say, okay, are there any, or what are the food items that are directly follow an egg, an item containing eggs? There could be multiple. Think of this, for each node, we check if it's an egg, then we check to see if it has a following sibling. So there might be many of those, even though we have, there will be one for each egg if it does have a sibling, each of the egg items. Was this okay? There is nothing, I mean, the additional axis where you have to use the enumerated form will pretty much do the same. It's just that they have, okay, we go up here. So the unabbreviated ones are the only ones you can't have a short form for, but they will traverse the tree just a little bit differently. Not down, not just your parent, not just your children, but it will also could go up, backwards, forwards, whole part of the tree, just the node list that the current node is part of. So, I'm a bit over time. I hope it's okay, because I missed